Hi, my name is Juraj Rievaj and I work as a senior research facilitator at the Cambridge Academy of Therapeutic Sciences. I made this short video to advertise new round of funding scheme called Access to Expertise, which is currently open. Cambridge Academy of Therapeutic Sciences, which is better known as CATS, is a strategic initiative of University of Cambridge established to support therapeutic sciences by bringing together people across the university in partnership with industry to drive new research, training opportunities and policy development. We are involved in many different programs and activities. For everybody who would like to learn more, I suggest to visit our website atscamacuk. But today I will be talking more about available funding and in particular about this funding scheme called Access to Expertise. Access to Expertise are flexible funds awarded to the University of Cambridge by Wellcome Trust through an Institutional Translational Partnership Award, or ITPA. The funds, which are up to 15K, are to support the outsourcing of expertise for ongoing and new projects in the form of consultancy services. So basically, it is for funding collaboration with external consultants or external experts if expertise which is needed cannot be found in a university. The aim is to accelerate the development of new therapeutics, so the project should have this translational purpose, for example, research of the new drugs, biologicals, gene therapy, or medical devices for human patients' treatment. This award will allow the applicant to gain evidence of the feasibility of their translational plans, unblock specific bottlenecks to shift their research to the next phase of translation, and not least, strengthen their chances to obtain a downstream funding. So basically, we look at it as the process from the basic research towards the translation. We don't expect that this 15K will allow some basic research idea to come all the way towards the translation, but it can unblock the specific bottleneck on this journey, regardless whether it's on the beginning of the journey or close to the end. So what kind of expertise this could fund? So there are plenty of possibilities. Typical are seeking regulatory advice, health economics advice, or mapping competitor landscape, doing a market analysis, biostatistical help, or helping with a business plan, or maybe technical expertise in specific therapeutic modality. This is not exhaustive list, but funds cannot be used to support the laboratory work, clinical trials, or patent landscaping, or filling the cost for registering intellectual property rights. If you would be interested in something like that, it's much better to talk with the Cambridge Enterprise, who are expert in this. In this round, all University of Cambridge affiliated principal investigators are eligible to apply. This is different from the previous rounds where the applications were limited just for the Wellcome Trust funded researchers. The funds are up to £15,000 and we expect the award duration to be up to 6 months from the date of starting using an award. The deadline is 15th of August, so it is expected that all the applications will be submitted before or the latest at 15th of August 2020. After the deadline, all applications will be assessed and applicants should hear the results of the assessment within 2 weeks, so it's pretty quickly moved forward. The assessment criteria are relevance to the fund's objectives to support translational research, potential long-term benefits to the society and clinical need. So what is the clinical burden? What is the scale of the problem which this project is supposed to help to solve? What are the current treatments and current approaches and what are their benefits and limitations? Then anticipated value added by the funding to move the project forward. Potential of the expertise to increase the competitiveness of applications for further translational funding and justification of cost. All applications need to be sent to me for submission. Here is my email address. If you are interested in this sort of funding or you are thinking about applying, just contact me as soon as possible. I will send you the application form, which is extremely simple. It's just 2 pages. It's relatively easy to fill, but you will need to mention services of whom you are proposing to use. So typically you will need to talk with that particular consultant or expert before submitting the application, and you will have to submit estimation of cost in your application. So typically you will need to have a quote from external service provider, which needs to follow university policy of procurement. So that's quite a lot of work. And in addition, I usually advise you to discuss your idea with our industry experts in residence first. Industry experts of residence are experts in their particular fields, which are available for University of Cambridge researchers free of charge. Currently, we have 6 industry experts of residence, and these are people who spent a considerable part of their professional life in either consultancy services or in the industry. So if you want to more know about this program, please check our website or contact me, and I will be happy to tell you more or to organize the meeting with them. So in any case, if you are considering to apply for this grant, please contact me as soon as possible. That's my address, okay? Yeah, and here is my picture in case you will meet me somewhere on the street or so. So that's all. Thank you for watching this video. Here is my email address again. And I hope that this sparked an interest in you about this particular funding. And I am looking forward to hear from you to answer your question or to discuss your particular proposal in more detail. Talk with you soon. Goodbye.